This call is being recorded.
So that is really our main role there is to assist LBTS, and Crispin's looking at it from both operations and the quality perspective.
Okay, thank you.
Just to summarize, hopefully those last 3 minutes for the recording, and I know we've had to jump around it, but yes, it's Rira is going to try to take minutes after the fact. The team here has responded to Bakri's question in terms of how long it would take, what is our plan to move towards going live, and our response was the earliest we're thinking would be the first week of February, all things being equal and everything working according to plan. However, we recognize that this is a new system. This is the first time we're doing OQ of it. And the testing that is will be going on through the operational qualification process by LBTS and AABB while on site may reveal bugs and issues which the team needs to address and thus could elongate the OQ process. So GEMBI will not go in until such a stage where we have the operational qualification approval of the software to take forward. And then in response to understanding the roles of particularly Crispin working on this system itself, Crispin will be helping and guiding the LBTS team in how to evaluate the software under the OQ patterns and also guiding them as they do their functional comparison between the AABB's DRDB software and the BSIS tool. Now that's a lot of acronyms and I hope I've got them all right. Christine, is there anything that I missed in that sum up there for the recording?
No, that was a great summary.
Fantastic. Bakri, does that ring true with what you heard and answer the summarize the question
yes.
response?
Yes, that's excellent.
Brilliant.
Michelle is still on the call. Michelle, do you have any questions, comments?
No, I don't have any questions at this time.
Okay.
Everything is clear. I think once we go through the training, things will become a lot more clear for me as to where we're going and what direction we need to go with regard to revisions or fixing whatever errors we may or may not find. So I'm good.
Okay.
Hi, Michelle. Good to have you on the call, too. I hadn't realized you joined.
From
GEMBI's side, one of the things we are very aware of as well is the amount of lead time required by CDPO and directly consultants to facilitate travel to country. Our mandate internally that our team holds very, very true is to be able to forecast as early as possible any potential travel requirements of all partners and try to coordinate those. So the last thing we want to do is arrive on a Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock and say, well, Monday morning, we're going to be in country. That just won't work on our side either. So Bakri, Michelle, Christine, yourselves, and this will extend to Carolyn, we want to forecast as much into the future as we can to plan travel. And particularly when we're going to look at trying at doing the performance qualification and the go live to facilitate opportunities for anybody who can and wants to be there to arrange particular logistics and travel. So that is our commitment to the project too. And obviously we want to align this with any trips and opportunities that AABB has in terms of being in Lesotho.
Well, Carl, that's good to know. For AABB, our mandate is that we try to get all travel arrangements done at least 3 weeks prior because that is, it's usually for the cost and also our schedule. And we know that we plan to be in Lesotho again in February, so we will coordinate with you. Once we know more about the testing, I think we'll wait until maybe the beginning, I don't know what happens this week, but then I know there won't be too much done until after the new year. So we're going to plan our trip around the next go live, if it happens in February.
Fantastic. Thank you, Christine. Michael and Michelle. Michelle and Bakri. I don't think Michael's on the call. We'll definitely keep you informed. I do know that previously you had given a lot of interest in being there for the launch too. So I'm not sure that's a card itself, but from our side, we'll make sure everybody's well aware of what's happening.
Thank you, Carl. I actually did have a thought about what the travel would be over the next couple of months. So definitely keep us in the loop as we are trying. Right now, we're in discussions about our travel schedule, but we need about a month in advance to start booking trips. So there is a tentative plan for meeting with AABB in February, but, you know, just definitely keep us in the loop to see if we can coordinate.
Fantastic. Great. So that sort of brings our travel together. We're looking at the performance qualification, you know, that good old saying, trust but verify, and that's what we're doing now. We take our step out in faith and hope and look forward to the ground being there when our foot lands. So to Linda and Jono, who can't make the call today, unfortunately, he's not feeling well, and Daniel, for the great work you guys have been putting into the product, which we know will never stop growing. It'll always move. We're excited to see how far it's come, and I'm excited to get the feedback from what's going on. And Ronwin and Daniel, as you guys hit the country there with Carolyn to really test a lot of our theories we've been working on, our training materials, our approach, our methodologies. So there's a lot of questions being asked and a lot of feedback that's going to come in right through to the value of carrying some of our own equipment in, time to install BSIS, checking our installation checklists. A range of these things are going to come back and definitely enhance the next country, next site that we're going to be deploying in. Talking of the next country, are there any questions around Lesotho at this stage that we'd like to field before I give a very brief update about other engagement?
I had a quick question, Carl. So after the launch in Lesotho next week, will there be a follow-up call where we can sit down and hear what's going on the ground? I know everyone is getting ready to leave for the holiday.
Yeah, that next Wednesday is a fun one in South Africa in a sense that it's a public holiday here, which does cause a few challenges. I would like to ask, would there be any issue with the team having a conversation on the Tuesday, the 15th?
Yeah, I'll be back on the 14th. So I will be in the office on the 15th.
Okay. So we'll schedule an update for the 14th. I do know that a few of us will be out and away over that period, but we'll, those who have had feedback will definitely make sure we've got some opportunities to hear. I may not be make that call, but I'll go ahead, Christine.
Well, you said the 14th, is it? Because I won't be available on the 14th, but I will be on the 15th.
The 15th, Tuesday the 15th,
Tuesday,
same
okay.
Time slot. Yeah, I may have to make early apologies. I will be somewhere either in Amsterdam or en route to Germany at that stage, but I will try my darndest to get an internet connection and hear what's going on. Or somewhere, somebody dialing out to me.
Okay.
So if anybody's in Europe over December, I believe if it's good coffee, we're happy to catch up.
I'm taking my honeymoon in December. That's where I'm going.
Great. Well, we'll definitely disturb you on that. That's special time.
Yeah.
But just talking of communication, this is as we leap into the next conversation here, we've been trialing as part of the GMB team a few different conferencing options, Uber Conference being the long-standing solution we've been using for the BSIS calls at this stage, with varying degrees of success and failure across all things. We are using a new conference line, the same CDC conference line that the CDC team has provided previously. We have a package with the same group. And we wanted to just get a feel from the group to potentially, as from the new year, move across to the conferencing line option. Are there any major issues around moving from Uber Conference to a more traditional conference line?
Yeah, There's no issue from my side, AABB's side.
No. Yeah, that's fine from our side.
All right. So we'll continue with Uber into up until the end of the year. Please note 2016 will have a new conference detail that comes out. The conference package also does allow us to dial out to particular participants, and you can Skype out to the toll-free number. We've done it for years on other projects. But Tariro and the team will pull that all together for us for the new year. But that said, talking of the package, we're quite excited to say that the Jembe team has continued and is continuing the conversation with Ethiopia. They have shown express and persistent interest in engaging with us, which is fantastic. And Bakary, to yourselves and the team on there, thank you for making the introduction. We have scheduled a conversation for Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and we have also forwarded through the version 0.7 of the donor management requirements for Osman and the Innes team to review. So we're hoping for some good engagement on Friday as we come to the end of the year and potentially really seeing the value of BSIS in its open source environment coming to fruition in either leapfrogging the Ethiopian technical development team to a place where they have a very solid foundation to build off of, or even more excitingly, having them adopt BSIS and form part of our implementation development group to really drive the project forward. So we have hopes and dreams for this engagement, and we're excited to see what happens and what fruit comes from it. And that sort of brings me to our agenda on this side. Are there any thoughts, questions, or comments around this?
Thank you, Carl. I saw the email you had sent to Ethiopia with the attachment. So instead, if we want to pick up that address, and we still use the attachment, or is there other documents that have to be shared for us?
Sorry, Bakary, you're breaking up horribly. I'm only getting every second syllable. Do you mind repeating the question? I heard that you've got the email. I didn't quite hear the question.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I got the email that you sent to Ethiopia with the attachment.
Yes.
My question is, like, if we want to gauge, remember those countries that we had discussed, if we want to reach out to them, what easiest? Should we just provide you their contact information and you contact them directly? Or we can use that attachment and send it to the countries and PC you and introduce you?
So what I suggest is to introduce them to us, and we can then forward the right information. What we will send to you by the end of the week, and actually as soon as our BSIS website goes live, which is poised to go live in conjunction with the OQ testing happening in Lesotho. So that'll be openbsis.org. Create a lot of the information about BSIS itself. So the recommendation for us would be to, if you need to send something to the team, send in the link to the website. And on the website, there'll be some downloadable PDFs to support a bit more about what we're doing. But at the same time, it'd be great if we're introduced in that conversation to help field any of the early questions that come through. And best to introduce myself, and I'll help manage within the team just to optimize that Daniel doesn't get pulled into something he shouldn't be, and Linda is focused on what she needs to do, and Ronwin has got a head deep into the implementations.
Okay. I think I like that approach. So my understanding is then is we will just introduce you to the country, and then you can take it from there.
Fantastic. That'd be great.
Okay.
Carl, this is Christine. My headset's kind of cut out. Did you say you're going into Ethiopia next for the next ESIS implementation? I lost all that.
I'll recap. We are not going into Ethiopia next.
Okay.
However, Ethiopia has an existing team and project who have a mandate to build their own BECCS in country. what Bakary, Michelle, and the CDC team have done, they've introduced the Ethiopian team to our project, BSIS, and the broader BECCS that this group is working on, all of us included. And we're walking the road with them, BSIS, and what their requirements are. So our work with them is we're providing them with our requirements that and the specifications in which we've built the donor management module from, to give them a leg up in terms of understanding what it really takes to build a BECCS. And this is also quite exciting for us in terms of releasing the BSIS product suite, which is more than just the software, but the paperware too. So Christine, did that come through clearly?
Yes, I can put it all together. I heard parts last time and just a few cutouts, but that's great. Okay. So, and are you talking about next implementations yet of BSIS after LBTS?
We are talking about next implementations, and those are in discussion with Bakary and Michelle on the call. This is really looking towards the countries for next year, depending on what the continuation fee is and the approval. But Michelle and Bakary, are we at liberty to share our prioritized list at this stage, or is that something that you'd rather review first? Christine, Ronwin, am I still on the call?
I'm still here.
I'm sorry, I have my phone on mute. I guess my question to Christine is, did you have any countries in mind with regards to the implementation of the BSIS?
Oh, yes, I did. I sent my information to Carl maybe 3 weeks ago. Swaziland is interested in, they have the blue system, but we're finding as we test it, it's not really holding up the test.
We'll fix that. It's just Malekwa has come on. There we go. Go ahead, Christine.
So we were looking because Swaziland is set up very similar to Lesotho Small, and we thought that they might be better to switch over rather than them. They have to upgrade the blue and get quite a bit of work done from another. They've been working before we got involved, and they purchased the blue, and it's too expensive to get the upgrades and to get it workable. So we're just suggesting things to Dr. Sukati. We have nothing determined yet. Then also, Mozambique wanted to buy a BECCS, and I know that the Portuguese version is not going to be ready yet. So we probably, for them, they want a BECCS, but we'll probably update the DRDB on the network for them because it is in Portuguese, French, and English. So and then I know that we're going to work that project potentially in Zambia, but they were very interested in meeting because they were in Cape Town in the original kickoff meeting. And I know they were very interested. So those were, and because they're in the southern region, and the same for Malawi, those were the countries that we put in, only those that are in the southern region.
Carl, I had two countries, Mozambique and Zambia. Did I miss another country that Christine had mentioned?
That was Swaziland.
Oh, Swaziland.
Yes.
Yeah, Christian, Swaziland is an interesting, I mean, we can talk offline about Swaziland because, I mean, they have been sending us mixed messages. But we can, I think we will need further clarification about Swaziland, especially with regards to the system they currently have in place. And I think then we can consider to include them on the list. But it's noted. And I think Michelle is noting it.
Well, Bakary, the reason why we are in talks with Swaziland about the blue system is system that they have is the fact that they have to spend quite a bit of money to upgrade it, to get the functionality that they need. We tried to talk with them about not spending that money. But again, it's their choice, so it's just our recommendations to them.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Christine. Because the reason why I'm hesitating is, as you know, I've been covering Swaziland for the past 4 or 5 years. And initially, when the vein-to-vein was being developed, we have had some discussions with them. They decided to take a different path without consulting us, which is fine. And then we later on we found out that they were purchasing this commercial system and they went ahead and so forth, which is okay with us. But we really need to hear what their clear intentions are, given that it seems that now they have run into some issues. But we will note that, and then but we will really need to get you have mentioned that they are interested, but we will really need to gauge in terms of their commitment to this, and then we can make the determination as far as where they will fit on the list. But thank you, we will note.
Okay, thanks.
Great. Right. Are there any other thoughts or questions at this stage? I think we've come to the end of our agendas, and happy to field any questions from others. All right, then in summary, and if you were on mute, please feel free to interrupt me. In summary, we've had a great update in terms of the donor management. Hi, somebody want to say anything? All right. Donor management has, Linda has given us an update on that in terms of identifying where we are, highlighting that one area that we will not have in the current version will be the double entry of test outcomes in that. So that's gone through. Ronwin's given us an update in terms of being in country next week, the preparation readiness around that. And we're looking forward to hearing back about that on the call that will be scheduled for Tuesday the 15th at 3 p.m. Central African time. That'll be sent out and the team will be aware of that. And we've also updated on the fact that we've begun engaging with Ethiopia. We'll have a conversation with them on Friday and have sent them the requirements, the documents which we've used. We've clarified some information around the approach to countries, and Christine has highlighted some of the countries that AABB is interested in seeing come to the forefront, taken ahead. And I sneakily managed to avoid really updating everybody that we are going to be launching the BSIS website in the next week or so with content coming on. So that's quite an exciting one. I do also see that we have a stalker from History Past just joined the call. John Pittman, is that you hanging in the background there?
That is. Hi, everyone. I just saw this on my calendar and thought I'd join for old time's sake.
Great.
Welcome back.
Thanks. You can only stay a couple of minutes, but I think you must be almost done. Good to hear.
All right, so what have you heard so far, John?
Just that the website is coming online this week.
Yeah, so this is, should we tell John that everything's fallen apart without him, and you know, we've gone back to paper and forms and pens. So
good. Well, you know, that whole thing was just a test to see how far you would suckers would go with it.
Thanks for that. So just to give you a rapid update, John, BSIS donor management is going through operational qualification as of next week, Monday, in Lesotho. The team is going to go put that down with AABB and LBTS, and if all goes according to plan, the soonest we're thinking we're going to do the performance qualification will be early February, and take it from there. And we've had great engagements with a few other countries, Ethiopia, about potentially taking on the development and understanding what we're doing. And we've been talking on this call about other countries that Christine has raised, Swaziland, Zambia and Mozambique interested in visas, and Michael and Michelle have spoken about that we are engaging with other countries too from in our continuation side. Great. There will be an update call, as you mentioned, on the Tuesday the 15th at 3 p.m. Central African time, the week after the implementation, while we have Carolyn down with us here in Cape Town. So that's the 30-second overview of Visas in an Elevator and where we are. Have I missed anything, or any final questions, comments? Fantastic. Great. Well, that sort of brings us to the edge of this call. John, you really have caught the last few minutes of it. It's great to see you pop up on this. Do you have any questions or comments for us before we hang up?
I don't. Great. I'm just glad to get that short update. Thanks very much.
Fantastic. Well, everyone, I have threatened Ronwin and Daniel on cancelling their return tickets if they aren't sending photos and little updates to us as a team. So we should have quite a nice set of information coming through, and we'll definitely be sharing those as they come around. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. And for those of us in Africa, have a good evening. We'll see everybody.
Great. Good luck, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Cheers. Bye.
Okay, thank you.